This is episode number 2317 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 18th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, here's a story that just might interest you, John Van Camp.
What's that?
I'm sorry, Van. Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde released a joint statement to slam their children's former nanny for making false and scurrilous accusations against them in an interview with the Daily Mail.
False and scurrilous.
False and scurrilous. And honest to God, I don't think I've ever heard the word scurrilous before.
You've never heard that?
No.
Oh, no, yeah, no. It's a word I've heard. Scurrilous.
And I know most
scurrilous
type of words.
Now you've heard scurrilous. Yeah, scurrilous.
Former nanny claims Jason found out about Olivia and Harry Styles' secret tryst from an old Apple Watch that was lying around the house. Now, according to the salacious claims...
Yeah.
Jason was able to read flirty text messages between his soon-to-be ex at the time and Harry leading up to the filming of their movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
I don't buy this.
The nanny also claimed that Jason was inconsolable at the discovery and even lay down in front of Olivia's car to keep her from leaving him and the kids.
Oh, wait, this is too... No. No. First off, the Apple Watch is just laying around, right? It's got to be connected to a phone to work.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll work without it, but you know what I mean.
So
if there's flirty texts on there, seriously, I don't know.
Well, so Jason and Olivia, they released a joint statement. Oh, my gosh, they had to talk.
They didn't have to talk. I guarantee you.
Oh, that's true. They didn't have to talk. They had people.
They had their people talk to people, and they go like, wait a minute.
I mean, they co-parent.
Right.
They can have people for that, too.
Yeah.
Former couple calls the nanny's claims false and scurrilous.
Yep.
Additionally, this campaign of harassment has been going on now for 18 months.
Wow. Yeah. Ooh, I wonder if she's trying to extort something.
Oh, she's probably selling her stories to people for money.
Extorting something. Well, she obviously doesn't work for them anymore. That's my guess.
I would safely think not. Just a guess.
Wow. But think about how scandalous that is if it was really true, though. If he found out by picking up her Apple Watch, which I don't know that he could actually sign into, you know, without a passcode or something. And again, the phone would have to be somewhere to be able to see these texts, I think. I don't have an Apple Watch, so I don't know.
But why would he
store stuff and then you just plug it in and look at this.
I sincerely doubt it was just laying around the house.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Right. Wow, that's crazy. Well, it's 18 months of all kinds of things at the Sudeikis house, which is now no longer.
Well, so, okay, riddle me this, Batman. It's an old Apple Watch, meaning she would have the new Apple Watch on.
Yeah, right. Well, but this was 18 months ago, so.
Okay, but an old Apple Watch.
Yeah, no.
That was laying around the house. And if she had on the new Apple Watch, would the old Apple Watch actually work?
Well, that's the thing. Would it even be activated at this point, being an old watch?
You wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so. The plot thickens.
Reciprocating love shown between Drew Barrymore and Marge Simpson on both Drew's talk show and The Simpsons.
Oh, my. That's cool.
First, Marge, Julie Kavner, she called into Drew's show in character last week.
Oh, my. She called in.
Well, they talked about Drew being on The Simpsons as herself.
Oh, okay. So that's the deal.
For the first time.
Okay. All right.
And Marge even joked that she's dressing up as Drew for Halloween.
So Drew's playing herself on The Simpsons as the host of the Drew Barrymore show, I imagine. Why else would she be on? So.
Well, Drew's done lots of things.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's relevant now.
Got true.
If nothing else, The Simpsons want to do things that are relevant. Sort of?
Ripped from the headlines.
The fun part about being a guest on The Simpsons, I would think, because they've never had us on, but they should.
They should.
Is that it's relevant for the time when that show airs. So, yeah, I would think they're going to. Plus, she's like the heir apparent her and Kelly Clarkson are the heir apparent to Ellen DeGeneres when it comes to talk shows. So
right.
I could see where Marge would be totally hung up on watching Drew.
Drew is super sweet, and she's a good talk show.
She's a sweetheart.
She asks really good questions and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But she flips her hair from side
to side. Drew, yeah, I love you. I do. She's always done that. And she's got a crooked smile. From side to side. She's got a crooked smile.
Well, I don't care.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's just one of the quirks.
But it's kind of like the only issue I have with Jimmy Fallon and the same with Drew Barrymore and sometimes even Kelly Clarkson is they over exaggerate their excitement.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, you are.
Be excited.
Just tone it down a notch.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, you could be like James Corden and be the bane of existence and just, you know, be mean to everybody. But that's a different story.
Anyway, first my sisters and I went as Charlie's Angels. And then I went as your character from Scream.
Oh, okay.
And homie went as Scream himself.
You do that pretty good. You could be a stand-in for Julie Cavney. By the way, we're going to let the producers of The Simpsons know, when we get to season 50 and Julie Cavney has retired, Morgan's available.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm her agent. Morgan's available.
Shut up.
So.
So Drew shared a quick video of her. How do you know it was Marge? I talked to Marge.
Yeah, okay.
Just like I talked to Kim. Oh, shut up. Drew shared a quick video of her Simpsons recording session on her show Monday.
Uh-huh.
Marge in tow.
Okay, all right.
And you know, this was Drew's first time, surprisingly, to play herself on the show.
Yeah.
Which is true. However,
yeah.
21 seasons ago, she was the voice of Krusty the Clown's daughter, Sophie.
Oh, my God. 21. Now, so see, 21 seasons on The Voice was like last year.
Right.
But 21 seasons on The Simpsons was 21 years ago.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yes.
Man, Drew Barrymore, she was just a young pup 21 years ago.
Well, she's
that's a long time
ago. Is she 40 yet?
Oh yeah, she's probably closer to 50. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, remember E.T. was 1982.
Oh, and
she
that's
was
true.
What? 8? 6?
How sad.
She's 40 something. She's older 40s if she's not 50. With our apologies to Drew Barrymore, Julie Cavner, and the entire cast of The Simpsons, along with Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
oh, she's 47.
Ah,
good grief.
Told you.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.